So great to be learning together, Shorei Araz, Women's Tshuva of the Week. And we're going to deal with an issue that comes up when a person makes a mistake on by reciting a bracha when it's not the right time for him to be reciting the bracha. And we're actually going to go through six scenarios, and we'll see halakha l'maaseh, how we resolve this, and the differences between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. So let's go through the cases. Okay, so... Before we go to the case, let's set forth the following very important rule. For a Sfaradi, you have to be concerned that a bracha levatala is an Yisur d'oraita, according to the Rambam and according to the Shulchan Aruch. Shnah Barah for Ashkenazim says straight out that a bracha levatala is drabanan, that's siman reish tedvav. So how do we resolve these dilemmas? I'm going to follow in the approach of Rav Avad Yosef, and it's good work for Ashkenazim as well. The resolving this dilemma, you have to talk about the following. Say a person made a bracha on dairy when he is still bisari, after he's, you know, it was within the 6 hours after having meat. Now he wasn't supposed to make a bracha on the dairy food. He's not supposed to eat dairy food at that time. So the question is, what's more important, to avoid the bracha levatala and eat even one tiny little bit? Or is it more important to refrain from eating that dairy while one is bisari, when one is meaty, so to speak, or fleishig, as Ashkenazim will call it? So so in resolving this dilemma, for a Sfaradi, since bracha levatala is an yisur d'oraita, that overcomes the yisur d'rabanan of eating dairy after meat. Why is it not an yisur d'oraita? Why is it not a Torah prohibition? Because the Torah prohibition of milk and meat is only when they're cooked together. The Torah says not to cook meat with the mother's milk. For Ashkenazim, which is interesting, the waiting 6 hours is a minhag, because really just waiting an hour is sufficient on a Durabanan level. Beyond that is just a minhag for Ashkenazim, as clear from the Ramah. That's Yoradeya Siman Pei Tet. So the Isur Bracha Levatala beats out the minhag of not having dairy after meat after an hour, and therefore one could eat one tiny tribe even for Ashkenazi. This is debated. Not everybody agrees with this, but this is the approach that makes the most sense. Okay, next. What about during the fourth Somot, Sarabat Teveit, Shiva Sabat Tammuz, Tzom Gedalia, or Tanit Aser? These are all minhagim, unless it's a time of persecution. Tanit Aser is always a minhag. So clearly for a Sfaradim, we regard Bracha Levatala to be a concern that's in Yisur D'oraita, Torah level prohibition. Definitely is more important to refrain from the Bracha in this instance. Whereas Ashkenazi, these four fast days are minhag, and Yisur Bracha Levatala is drabanan. Therefore, the dilemma becomes, what do we do? Do we take a tiny little bit? And so shouldn't be bracha levatala? Is it more important to avoid eating on the Arbat Somot? So here I think we could say clearly, although again it's debated for Ashkenazim, that even for Ashkenazim you should eat a tiny bit to avoid a bracha levatala. But here's the difference between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. What is on Tisha B'Av, you by mistake made a bracha on food and you realize where you ate it? Uh-oh, what do I do? So the Sfaradi should refrain from, the Sfaradi should actually eat a tiny bit, because Bracha Levatala, where word is Doraita, is Midoraita, and for Tisha B'Av is clearly Midrabanan, and therefore the Yisur Doraita takes precedence over Tisha B'Av. Eat a tiny bit. You can still say Anenu, as long as less than Gnezai, Rav Avadya says. You can still say Anenu. And you can, okay, and still Yom Tom, Som Ta'ani Tenu. Now, and for Ashkenazi, though, since a Yisur Bracha Levatala is Drabanan, Tisha B'Av is Drabanan, in this case, you have a face-off between two Drabanans. I think the best thing to do in this case would be to say Sheva Tase Adif. You have a choice of violating two Drabanans. One is by eating on Tisha B'Av a tiny bit, or by not eating, you're violating the Bracha Levatala. But the Bracha Levatala you're violating passively. Eating on Tisha B'Av is you're violating actively. We prefer passive violations over an active violation. So if you have this dilemma of an Ashkenazi who mistake made a bracha on food in Tisha B'Av. Before he ate, realized Tisha B'Av, he should actually refrain from eating Tisha B'Av. Everyone would agree. So Sfaradim and Ashkenazim would agree on Yom Kippur. If you got it to Yom Kippur, you made a bracha, and you realize, before you eat, right before you eat, it's Yom Kippur. So definitely that Yom Kippur beats out the Issur Bracha L'Batalah even according to Sfaradim, because eating on Yom Kippur involves an Issur Karet, the punishment of losing Olam Haba, shortened life, very, very serious Issur, and that's clearly from the Torah. Even a tiny bit is Asur Min HaTorah, Chatzishir is Asur Min HaTorah, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore you want to refrain from eating on Yom Kippur, if it means making the Bracha L'Batalah. Two more scenarios, and we'll call it a day. What if you you made a bracha on meat during the 9 days? Forgot it was 9 days. Made a bracha on meat, and right before you ate, you realize, oh, it's the 9 days. You eat, you not eat. Well, not eating meat in the 9 days is a nisur drabanan, except for the sudam afsek. That was the last meal. But in the other than the sudam afsek, the last meal for Tisha B'Av, in the 9 days not having meat is only nisur is a minhag, is only a custom. Therefore, for Sfaradim, definitely eat a tiny bit. So it shouldn't be bracha v'tala. Even for Ashkenazim, bracha v'tala is nisur drabanan, still more important than minhag, of refraining from meat during the 9 days. Finally, everyone would agree that if somebody made a bracha on non-kosher food, even that non-kosher food is only finished rabbinically, then already you can't eat the food. Why? Because there's no question that it's a bracha l'batala. Something you can do, even you eat, is still a bracha l'batala, because the Rambam Shulchan Aruch, it's what both Sfaradim and Ashkenazim follow, that no bracha is made on a non-kosher food. So refraining from eating the non-kosher food actually wouldn't get you anywhere. Because you're not allowed to make a bracha on non-kosher food, so this is almost by definition not a dilemma, because it's not a question of isur bracha batala or the violation of eating non-kosher food, because either way, once you make a bracha on non-kosher food, whether you eat it or not, you're violating the bracha batala, because you just can't make a. Even by eating it, it's not going to correct the bracha l'batala problem, because there's no bracha on non-kosher food. So in such a case, you made a bracha, you realize the food is non-kosher. Do not even take a tiny bit. Even a tiny bit is already Torah prohibited. Chatzi shiur muta asur min ha Torah. Okay, wishing everybody a great week full of bracha and briyut.